praise God. Oh, and we worship you, we praise you. Hallelujah. I think we're going to hear that around the throne for a few million years. That is awesome. I love that. That was awesome. Tonight also, we didn't make mention, but it's so great to have Jason. And we have a number of our Chinese brothers and sisters and friends that are here tonight. And so great to have you. We're going to all get to heaven. There won't be any barriers, any national lines, any politics. It'll just be us and Jesus. And it'll be great to have people from all over the world worshiping an awesome God together. So great to have you and all of our friends from China. They are, a few of them are going to be getting baptized. You can all, if you want to all get baptized, we're fine with that. But so excited about that after our service. But it's so great to have Brother Lenny Smith, our missionary to Antigua. But also, he's from home. This is home for them. And Sister Kathy, it was so great to take them out for dinner today. And Brother Lenny is going to come and preach for a few moments to us tonight in true Jubilee fashion. Brother Smith, love you, brother.
God bless you, man. Bear him up, man.
Let's do that for Jesus. He is worthy. Come on. Amen. This morning I told you to say, go. Tonight I'm going to tell you what to say when you go. Amen? Amen. You can be seated, but I'd like, amen, my lovely wife to stand up and just let everybody know where she is and who she is. Amen. What happens in Antigua isn't because I do anything. It's because we all work together. Amen. Benjamin Downer now taking care of the work along with his wife, Valerie, our, amen, daughter-in-law, Victoria. What did I say? Valerie. Oh, amen. Victoria. No, he don't have one on the side. Sorry. No. Ain't that way. I want to quick put a plug in, though, for Bible students. If you can support, when we did it, it was $150 a piece. But I'll tell you what, when we couldn't do missions, when we weren't doing missions, our heart was there. So our way of doing missions is we supported Bible school students. And we had so many that our whole refrigerator was filled with their pictures. And Sister Brown told me that she can get their pictures. So that way, you got a face that you can pray for. Amen. And they can do things that we can't do. It's rough getting into a country, man, because one, you don't know their culture, you don't know their language, and also, a lot of times the government don't want you there. And you got to get special permits and visas and this and that. And so if they're already there, you can't go over there for $200. And they can win so many people. Amen? Amen. So tonight I want to just talk a little bit about show me, don't tell me. Amen? Show me, don't tell me. If you'll just work with me, I don't really want to look at my notes because it's in here. Amen? So you just get it up there and then I can go with it. I gave her a scripture to add. When we start our Bible studies on the street, if you go to Matthew 20, oh, brain shortage, 24:35. Amen. That's just, you know. So many times we witness to somebody, talk to somebody, and they said, but Pastor so-and-so says this, or Sister so-and-so says that. The very first scripture on our Bible study is this right here. And it says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. It doesn't matter what Pastor so-and-so says, what Sister so-and-so says. What does God's word say? And tonight, that's why I say, show me. Don't tell me. Show me. Yeah, you got to tell me, but show me where it's at so I can know that it's really there. Heaven and earth's going to pass away, But God's word is eternal. So the only thing that we have in this life that's eternal is God's word and the spirit he put within you and me. The rest of this stuff is dust. Nice building, but pastor, it ain't going to be here. No, one day it's going to be just dust. It's going to burn up with a fervent heat, the Bible says. So what we got is God's word, so we got to take God's word to the people. Amen? So if we go to John chapter 3, verse 5, Jesus has this encounter with a religious ruler, a leader called Nicodemus. And Nicodemus is just saying all these things, but Jesus cuts right through the fluff, and he says, Nicodemus, this is what you need to do. You're a religious leader, but he says, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be what? Born again. Okay, we got that much. You got to be born again. But how? And he tells us, of water and of spirit. He cannot accept, amen, except he be born, a man be born of water and spirit. He cannot enter the kingdom of God. A lot of you here have got all kinds of religious experiences. And I ain't knocking a one of them. You can't get something from God that's not good. But Jesus flat out said, except a man be born of water and of spirit, you ain't getting in. I don't care how bad you want to go to heaven. And remember, I talked to you this morning about the computer. You know, when you get to your computer, you turn on the power. Amen. You got some power. You feel something. And then you got to log in your password. And if you get the password right, it'll let you go on. And if you got those really fancy computers, then you got to put your thumb on the little identifier. And if the thumbprint don't match, you ain't going nowhere. If we don't do what the Lord has asked us to do, we ain't getting nowhere. We're not getting in. I don't care how much you love God, how much you sing, how much you pray, how much you worship. You got to do what he said. Don't go to a driver instructor and ask them how to fly a plane. You're not going to get very far. And there's a lot of people out there that tell people what to do. But one of the main things is, the Bible says that the word of God, amen, cannot be perceived or conceived. It says the natural man receiveth not the things of God, for they are spiritually discerned. That's what the Bible says. So how can a man that or a woman that doesn't have the Spirit of God tell you about a spiritual God? It's not going to work. So just turn to your neighbor nicely and say, you know, you cannot get to heaven except you be born of water and of spirit. I didn't say it. Jesus did. But let's take it a little farther. We're going to break it down. So we go to Acts chapter 2. Amen? You just go on. Amen. There we go. Look what it, I'm sorry. We missed verse 8. Very important. Because it describes what the Spirit's all about. Verse 8. The wind blows where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but you cannot tell whence it cometh or whither it goeth. So is everyone that's born of the Spirit. So when you're born of the Spirit, when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you will hear a sound. Something, you're going to see the effects. So let Nicodemus know that when I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, something's going to happen. I'm going to hear a sound. Okay, so let's then go to Acts chapter 2 and verse 32. Look at this. This Jesus hath God raised up, wherefore we are all witnesses. We're witnesses of what happened. But verse 33 tells us, therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted and having received of the Father the promise, which is the Holy Ghost, of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this which ye now. And so when the Holy Ghost comes on somebody, you will see something happen. I ain't never seen anybody get the Holy Ghost and do nothing. You can't get something and man, they, you know, sometimes they do roll around. Amen. Because it's like, wow, I ain't never felt. There ain't no dope, no drug, no sex, no nothing that's compared to the Holy Ghost. Amen. And you're going to hear something. They heard it. Amen? So, go to verse 37. What do we do then? That should be a question. If you've never heard a sound or spoken in tongues, if you've never been born of water and of spirit, if you're not clear on the water and spirit, I will show you. We're going to get there. But here in verse 37, the people asked. It says, now when they heard this, they were what? Pricked in their heart. They were concerned about what's going on because they just killed their Messiah. And said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Fair answer, right? What shall we do? So then verse 38, Peter tells them exactly what he's doing. Remember, in Matthew 16, Jesus gave Peter the keys to the kingdom of God. He said, whatever you bind shall be bound, whatever you loose shall be loosed. Amen. So he told them exactly what to do. Then Peter said unto them, repent. And repentance is not saying, God, I'm sorry I got caught. Repentance is saying, Lord, if my life doesn't align to your word, if I have not treated people right, and if I have done things that are not right, I'm not going to do it anymore. Not, I'm sorry I got caught, but I'm still going to do it. No. You got to turn around and start walking back towards God. Too many people in their repentance, they say they repent, but they keep walking the same way. No, don't work that way. Repentance is a saying, I'm sorry and I'm not going to do it no more, with the help of God. And you're going to need God's help, because you can't live for God without His Spirit. So anyway, you got to repent and be baptized. That's born of the water. And how are you baptized? Every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission. See, if you go down in any other name, any other way, you have no remission of sins. In other words, I don't care how you're baptized outside of the name of Jesus, you will retain your sin. It will not be washed away, taken away from you, until you go down in the name. Why? Because He was the one that was born to save you. He was the one that died to save you. He's the one that's coming back for you. You need His name. Amen. And it says, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Water and Spirit. But we still don't know. It doesn't really tell us about the Holy Ghost there yet. Amen. But look what they did in verse 41. And they that what gladly received. So all you that gladly received the word tonight, you know what you're going to do? Amen. You're going to be baptized tonight, and God's going to fill you with the Holy Ghost. And you will be added unto the church. In other words, you're going to make yourself ready for heaven. So I am asking you tonight to receive the word of God, because it's not my word. This is His word. And when you receive it, you will be baptized in that watery grave. It's right back there. And we already got some that are going to be baptized, but I don't have enough yet. We got to have everybody that's never been baptized here to get baptized, because I know you don't want to go to hell. And hell's only a temporary place, because it says death and hell were given up, and they stood before the white throne judgment, and then they cast in the lake of fire, which burneth forever, never, never, never. So hell's only a temporary place. You surely don't want to go to the lake of fire, which burneth with brimstone and fire forever, right? So if you want to get in, just be born of water and Spirit. Repent. And then, but look at, remember when I talked to you this morning about teaching and preaching? Look at verse 42. And they continued steadfastly, what? In the apostles' doctrine. What's doctrine? Teaching. And in fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. Let me tell you, if you get something here, don't go back to where you were. Because if God had it for you and you didn't get it there, why do you want to go back there? They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. So many times, sorry to say, and we're working on it, but in Antigua, man, we'll pray them through in the sidewalk or whatever. They'll even come back and get baptized. And what do? They go right back to their old church. It's like, man, you didn't get that over there. You didn't feel what you felt here over there. You got to continue in God's word. How can you go someplace where they don't even believe this? And it's the truth. Amen? So, going on. What happened in chapter 8? Amen? Philip, one of the seven, he was preaching. Look what this went. Then Philip went down into the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. That's what we're supposed to do. When we go, we're to preach Christ. Amen? Going on. Verse 12, I think it is. Yeah. But when they believed, you got to believe. Believing is a part, but believing don't save you. Because, point in case, if this building was on fire, you could believe all day long. Ain't going to save you. But your belief will make you run out those doors and get out the other doors. Your belief will cause you to do something. So their belief caused them to do something. Don't just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. That's true. You shall, but you're not until you obey God's word. But so many people just say, believe on the Lord and thou shalt be saved, and they think you're saved. And you walk out the church going, I'm saved. No. Until we are born of, and you're not getting in. I didn't mean it. That's the way he wrote it. Amen.
concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. So what's he doing? He's making them born of the water. He's baptizing them. Go on. Verse 14. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent them Peter and John. You know, not always, you know, some people got gifts. Philip, man, he was preaching. There were signs, wonders, and miracles, but the Holy Ghost wasn't falling. So it's like, come on, John, Peter, I need a little help down here. I'm baptizing them, but they ain't getting the Holy Ghost. So what happens? Verse 15, who when they had come down, prayed for them that they might receive the... Amen? Because we're not an individual. I need your help. You need my help. We all work together. But once again, Philip wasn't, I'm glad you baptized, sis. No, you need the Holy Ghost. It's good you're baptized, but you need the whole deal. Ain't no good to buy a car and don't get no tires. Oh, I got this nice car. Well, you ain't going no place. You got to put tires on. Right? Amen. Let's go on. Verse 16. For as many as he, or yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were what? Baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. So now it happens. Look it. Amen. Then laid they their hands on them and they received the Holy Ghost. Now remember, the Bible says that you're going to see something and you're going to hear something. But here it doesn't say that. But God is the same yesterday, today, and for. He doesn't change. But obviously, you got to understand something. Right after this happened, Simon said, he dug in his pocket and said, here, I got a little cash on me. I want to buy your gift, Peter. Peter said, you're going to perish. Amen? And if I was Simon, I would be shaking in my boots because he was hanging out with Philip. And I can bet you that Philip was telling Simon, you know, I was up in Jerusalem and Aquila and Priscilla come in and they brought some money and they laid it down at the altar. And Peter said, why you lie to the Holy Ghost? And he fell over dead. And when Peter said to Simon, you're going to, money's going to perish with you, he's like, whoa, pray for me, Peter, pray for me. Anyway, we got to go on with this. Go on. So we're going to go to Acts chapter 10. To him gave all the prophets witness, that through his name, whose name? Jesus. Whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. When do you receive remission of sins? When you are baptized in the name of Jesus. Why? For the remission. So Peter's preaching what? Baptism. But look what happens the next verse. While Peter yet spake, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. That's why church is so important. You need to be in church. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You can't be out there and think it's going to be all right. You need a pastor. You need a shepherd. You need each other for fellowship and instruction. You can't do it by yourself. So anyway, look it. And they of the circumcision, well, we didn't even go on 46. For they, what? Heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, remember, you got to be born how? And? So these guys just got the Spirit, right? Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? Verse 38. And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. You don't know how many people that when we pray through on the street, we command them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Why? Because God just gave them the Holy Ghost. And you ain't getting in without water and Spirit. And I don't give the Spirit. He does. But if we're praying with them and they get the Holy Ghost, you need to be baptized. Because Peter, like Philip was baptizing, but the Holy Ghost wasn't falling, so he got Peter and John. Here, Peter, he's preaching baptism and repentance, and the Holy Ghost falls on them. He says, I'm glad you got the Holy Ghost. That's not good enough. I command you to be baptized in his name. Amen? Okay, I got it. Just quick, hurry up. We'll go to 19. Okay. He said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Aha. And they said unto him, we have not so much heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized? Anybody that baptizes the right way knows you need the Holy Ghost. And when Paul asked, you got the Holy Ghost since you believe, because if you're a believer, obviously you got the Holy Ghost. And they said, we don't even know whether there'll be any Holy Ghost. This isn't how were you baptized. Go on. Just skip the next verse because we'll go on to five. Go to five. Amen. And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And verse 6. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, and they spake with tongues, and every example that is in the Bible, they were very adamant about repentance, about baptism in Jesus' name, and about the Holy Ghost. You know why they're adamant? Because they know that you ain't making heaven your home unless you are baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. And if you have never heard that, it's because you have hung out or you've been around people that didn't know what the Bible says. Because this is not hidden. It is in the Bible. Anybody can read it. So, right now, tonight, let's just go back one more time. John chapter 3 and 5. I want you to understand something. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of, and of, he enter the kingdom of God. You all want to go to heaven? There's only one way to do it. You need the Holy Ghost, and you need to be baptized in Jesus' name. And that's not hard. All you got to do, man, when we can pray for people on the street, they repent right there. God fills them with the Holy Ghost. Just one real quick story, and we quit. The lady that Mom was talking about this morning, she was a police officer that had a severe back injury. She couldn't walk hardly, and she was going to state college. She gave one of our young men a ride home, a ride to the church for youth, and she was going to leave him off at the top of the hill. And the young man said, no, come down, and I'll show you where the church is so you can come here Sunday. So when she got down there, then he said, no, you need to come meet our young people because they are awesome young people. So when they got there, she kind of limped over there because she couldn't walk good. And they just found out that she had back problems, the injury. So they said, can we pray for you? And all our young people just gathered around her. They prayed for her. God healed her right there, right then. But our young people weren't satisfied with the healing because you can go to hell healed. So they said, you need the Holy Ghost. So they prayed her through the Holy Ghost right there at youth. And then after she got the Holy Ghost, they said, you need to be baptized. So they baptized her that night. They didn't get out of youth till 10:30 that night. But then she said, I'm bringing my kids here. And she brought them on Sunday. All three of her kids, by Sunday night, every one of them was speaking in tongues, baptized, and she was healed. Amen. It is important that you are born again, born of water, born of spirit. You need to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gives utterance. And there's all kinds of people that are going to pray for you right now. Amen. If you need to be baptized, there's already guys going back there. They're getting ready to baptize. Amen. So if you need the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, amen, or you need to be baptized, we want you to come up right here. And we got people that will pray with you. My wife would love to pray with you. She loves praying people through, man. That's her deal. Amen. It's her candy stick. She just loves to pray people through. Amen. And if you just need a healing or something, or you got all kinds of problems in your whatever, we're going to pray for you over here. But come. Amen. If you haven't got the Holy Ghost yet, you need to be baptized, come over here. Amen. On this side. And God will fill you with the Holy Ghost. It's real simple. Amen. It's so simple. You just repent of your sins and God fills you with the Holy Ghost. And if you need a healing, whatever, you come over here. Come, church. We want to pray right now. We want to minister with you and unto you. Come. Amen.